Shane, you keep finding ways to win. Would you prefer to do it a little bit easier, or are you happy to obviously come away with those sort of thrillers at the end?
Yeah, it would be nice to win a little bit easier. It's probably not something that we want to be doing every week because those tight games can go either way. So, yeah, we have strategies that we implement during the week to do well on the ground if we happen to be in those situations. And, yeah, it's worked for us a couple of times this year. So, yeah, as I said, we'd prefer to not have these tight ones if we can.
Is Martin planning to go ahead and
Nah, we didn't actually know how long there was to go in the game, so it was a pretty frantic last 20 seconds. And as a forward group, we just wanted to pull back and try and open the front of the square up. So yeah, that was up to Lockie, and yeah, it was a great kick.
Shane, I'm surprised that Richmond didn't really have that many defenders back. They weren't flooding it so much, and also there was that top of the 50 open, and then also the pockets as well for Dave to lead to.
Personally, I wasn't worrying too much about Richmond. It's more about what we want to do in that part of the game. So, yeah, as I said, we wanted to open the front of the square up and give our midfielders the best chance to surge the ball. And, yeah, it was an unbelievable kick by Lockie Neal to hit David Mundy up. So, yeah, to be honest, I didn't pay too much attention to what Richmond were doing.
When you say open up, if Richmond have put all, you know, 15 players apart from those in the centre bounce, how can you open it up with so many players back there?
Yeah, it's a tough one. We obviously want to roll numbers forward and try and drag those guys out wide. So, yeah, there's many ways that we can do it, but we don't want to have all our six defenders behind the ball. We want to get as many numbers forward and try and drag them out from where we want to surge the ball.
That goal, did you know, bang, this is what we're going to do. You practiced it, and always had a lot of discussion from the leaders to make sure you set up as you wanted to.
I think there would have been a lot of discussion in each of the lines, so defensive, midfield and forward. But yeah, we knew roughly what we had to do, and I think, yeah, when the crunch come, we put it into play. So it could have gone either way, though. If we didn't get a clearance, it could have gone their way, and at the end of the day, they would have won the game. So there's a little bit of rush and roulette with what we do, but yeah, in the end, we got most of it right, and yeah, come away with a win.
You've got to win it, drill.
We practice that every week or two, so it's pretty fresh in our mind, especially being a young group as well. You don't want to get to that point in the game being a young group and start panicking, so we can keep that fresh in our mind and practice that week in, week out. It'll hold us in good stead.
How do you practice it, Shane? Do you walk through it? Sorry, do you actually walk through the like on the basketball courts, or do you actually do it on the oval and count down the time?
Yeah, so we do it out on the oval. We have obviously a team of mainly younger players that get put in that scenario and try and play the opposition how they're going to play. So yeah, we get put in that situation maybe once a week, and yeah, as I said, obviously it holds us in good stead come the weekend if that situation does arise.
When you do defend so much like you did in the last quarter, is it hard to kind of switch into that attack mode as you had to do in the last 20 seconds? Like, is it instant?
Not really, because it was the last situation was an isolated incident. It was a centre bounce, so yeah, it was either all or nothing. If the ball went their way, we probably wouldn't have won the game. So, yeah, we did what we had to, and, yeah, we got the ball forward and had it in good hands in the end.
Is it more of a focus here than what it was at maybe the other clubs?
No, well, when I was at Geelong, they implemented the same things every couple of weeks, and as the competition tightens up these days, teams are going to be put in that situation a lot more. So, yeah, I think a lot of teams will be practicing it week in, week out.
Is David Mundy the man you want having the ball in his hands in that situation out of anyone at the club, do you think?
Yeah, well, he's a 250-odd game player, so he's an experienced head. And to calm yourself down in that situation, especially once the siren is gone, I don't think there's anyone else at the club that we'd rather have that kick. And I had full faith in him when he was lining up for goal, and thankfully, yeah, he nailed it. Yeah.
You're pretty happy with where your form's at the moment. You've had a pretty few good weeks. The last few wins, you seem to be sort of working into your role.
I wouldn't say happy. I'm building. I had a tough start to the year, obviously, and it was pretty tough learning new structures. And we've got a very young group up there at the moment. I think Sonny Walters is our oldest forward down there. So we've got a very young and inexperienced group, very new. So if we can keep building chemistry and gelling together as the weeks come, it'll hold us in good stead come the end of the season. Yeah, obviously he's worked very hard. Probably didn't go his way early on in the season. He had to go back to the Waffle and find some form and play some good footy. And he's got his chance in the last couple of weeks. And for myself and Cam McCarthy, it's another big body that's come into the forward line. And he's playing his role. It's not about any one individual up there in the forward line. It's we go out as a collective to play some good footy and help each other out. And he's doing exactly that. He's clunking contested marks, and we couldn't ask any more of him at the moment.
Is that like your role, potentially getting up the ground, maybe he's a, a big target, things like this? Does that help you out in that regard?
Yeah, it does a little bit. If I can get out, get up the ground and be an outlet for defenders and that sort of stuff, and then Matt's further down the ground to clunk a big mark or create a contest for our smaller blokes to get front and square. That's all we can ask. And I think the last couple of weeks we've really mixed and matched really well and got the look that we want to have when we're attacking the ball.
How confident were you that you had more to give at AFL level?
Oh, I think I played four games at VFL level, but it's been about building and finding that consistency for me. I don't think I've ever had too much self-doubt that I couldn't play at the highest level. It's more about being a consistent AFL player, and I think this year I arrived at Fremantle with a couple little niggling issues, but I've been able to stay in the park the last 8 to 10 weeks, and I think I'm finding a little bit of reward for that. So if I can stay healthy and fit, that's going to help me a lot.
Did you get a change of club would be the best move for your career, obviously?
I think the opportunity arose and I was happy to come home. Obviously being away from family and that sort of stuff for the past 5 years was pretty difficult at times. So it was an opportunity that I didn't want to pass up, that if I got a couple of years down the track and I couldn't get home because that's where I wanted to play my footy, I'd regret it. So I'm happy to be here at Fremantle now, and I'm happy to be a Fremantle player.
Shane, you kicked some nice goals from set shots at the weekend and from tight angles. Do you think that's a sign of you're not far away from your best form, that your goal kicking is on song?
I actually think I've missed a few this year that I'd probably back myself into kick. So Cam McCarthy and myself worked really hard at training during the week with David Hale, and we put a lot of effort into that sort of stuff. So we can only keep practicing at training and then implement it into the game when we get the chance. So as I said before, it's not about myself breaking out and kicking 5 or 6 goals in a game. We just want to work as a collective, and we can share the load. I think that's going to be a lot more difficult for teams to contain us.
Have you or that sort of group yourself and maybe Cam even set yourself a target for this year at all that you want to try and achieve?
It's more about learning how we all play as a group. Obviously Cam's come from the Giants. I've come from Geelong. We've got the likes of Brady Gray in there, who hasn't played a lot of football. We've got Brad Hill. So there's a lot of new faces. So we just want to learn how each other play and our styles of playing. And the sooner we can do that, I think it's going to be better off for the team. Personally, I don't think it's on, but I'm not one to go out and sledge people. I just worry about the game, and I think majority of players are like that. And if there is a little bit of sledging, it's all in good humour. But yeah, I'm not overly sure what was said on the weekend, and it's probably not my place to comment.
You've got Mark Murphy as well. Do you guys need to get together and talk and say,
We don't go into games looking to target people with sledging. He might be a target player because he's a great player. So if we go into our preview of the game and he's a target player because he's a good player for them, we'll look at targeting him that way. But we're not going to go out there and go beyond the rules of the game to sledge him. So we'll play within the rules of the game and we'll leave it at that.
Are you a quiet team, you're a focal team, the opposition, how would you describe yourself?
I can probably only comment on the forwards because I don't venture into the midfield or down back too often, but we're more of an action-based team. Obviously being young, we don't want to go and say too much because it might come back to bite us on the backside, but we just leave it to our actions and try and play some good footy.
Have you ever experienced that towards you that's gone over?
No, can't say I have.
Ross said you addressed the planning group for this week. The group needs to be addressed about that?
I think it's just a constant reminder that we can't be sucked into what's being portrayed in the media as acceptable. So, I'm sure we'll have a briefing this week. But we're not a team that goes out and tries to target players in that way to get under their skin or anything. If they're a good player and we're looking to tag them, that's what we'll do. But we don't need to go over and above to try and win a game in that sense. That's, as I said, not my place to comment.
How's he travelling though? Do you think he's all right? Do you need to rally around him? Is he okay, Harley?
Oh, there's a lot of things that have probably happened in the past and I couldn't imagine how tough it would be for him. We as a playing group are sticking by him and he's one of our brothers, so that's all we can do. He's been in good spirits around the club in the last few days, so we'll look to back him and I'm sure he'll meet with senior people from the club to discuss those matters.
Do you still have the trust in the playing group?
Yeah, obviously, as I just said, he's going to sit down with the senior people from the football club, so we fully back him in as a playing group, and we're not a club to go and hang our brothers out and leave them to dry, so we're fully behind him at the moment, and we'll stick by him.
How about drinking policy? The players injured, are you guys allowed to drink, or is it a no-drink zone?
I assume it's it's the same at most clubs. We here we have certain breaks that we can have a drink, whether it's a 7 or 8 day break, we can have a drink, and if you're injured, it obviously depends if it's a soft tissue injury or something of the likes, whether you're in long-term rehab and that sort of stuff. So it changes from instant to instant, and every player would be aware whether they can drink or not.
Look at a stock standard rule for everyone to say, look, when you're injured, no drinking, or are you sort of, you think that works, the current situation?
Well, I think what we've got implemented works. It's up to the individual whether they want to buy in or not. We're all human, we're all grown men, we're professional athletes, so if that's not in our best interest to go out and drink, well, we won't do it. To be honest, I'm not sure. The medicos will have to make that decision, but he's a great player, and we'd love to have him back out there. So if he's available, welcome him with open arms.
Thank you.